I don't know if back in the day you were the kind of kid who built models. In fact, in today's world, I think mostly it's like Snap-on, Lego stuff, and maybe there are still some hardcore model builders out there with the glue and the huge instruction set. But the truth is that models, at the same time, are a type of faith. Yeah, that's it. A type of faith. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, a few of you have already reached out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I've been asking lately if you think it's a good idea for me to start doing a 1 half-hour or 40-minute podcast. It would be on YouTube and, again, Podbean and iTunes and all that. But I would break it up into 4 sections or 5 sections so that it would be one theme, much longer. Or you could watch the whole thing on YouTube, but I'd love your input. Most of you so far have said you support it, you'd listen to it. Some of you have said it sounds like a format where you take a sermon and just chop it up. And some have asked, will this be your Sunday morning sermon? Probably not. I do use some stuff out of my Sunday morning sermons quite a bit, but this will still be something that you don't find on Facebook at my church, you know, Hillspring Church, or on our website, anything like that. This will still be pretty much from the heart to men and women who want to serve God and be serious about it. But it gets harder and harder to try to sum up in just 7.5 minutes all that I'm trying to say. And again, the format might be a little weird for those who are listening to it on radio, but I'd love to get your feedback. Let me know what you think. Okay, let's get into it. So this morning I'm reading out of Ezekiel chapter 4. And Ezekiel it's a crazy book, man. There's a lot of end times, a lot of, you know, things about the second coming, and but the point here is Ezekiel 4, God tells Ezekiel to basically start to build a model of Jerusalem. Like, you know, get this tablet, carve all these things out, put this here, put that there, and it's to basically show how God is going to destroy and judge the people of Israel there in Jerusalem. And it's not a pretty thing. It's not something you go, yeah, that sounds great. I'm not sure what Ezekiel was thinking or feeling during this, but it made me think of many times in Scripture where God has men do things that are symbolic. And, you know, many times he would say, take a rock or dig a hole or make an altar or cast your bread upon the water, or, you know, different word pictures and different things that he tells us to do. And really what it is, it's an act of faith. Now, if you're like me, you've probably read a million, and I mean, well, hundreds, books on goal setting and leadership and the like. And one of the things you hear all the time is that you need to write your goals out and also do a vision board or a goal board where you cut out pictures and you put them on a board so that you constantly look at them, think on them, act towards them, and as some would say, manifest them. And I won't get too kooky or weirded out here, but it does, the research does suggest highly in favor of those who do that. They do succeed and they do acquire their goals and hit their goals far more than those who don't. Now, if you've heard my teaching on faith, you've heard me understand and teach it as that faith is living in the invisible. And faith can be used whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian. That's what people don't understand. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You don't have to be a follower of Christ to hope for things, but you definitely have an edge up if you are a follower of Christ and you have hope, because we want to have hope in the things of God. But we can also use our faith and hope for things in the future, even if we're not a Christian. Most successful people, be it an Olympic athlete, a professional athlete, a business entrepreneur, a, you know, top-tier person in a field such as flying or drumming or whatever it is, they will tell you that they had a very clear, succinct vision of who they were, who they wanted to be. Again, going back to when Christ was with the disciples, he took the fish, the loaves and fishes, right? And he said in front of thousands of people who were very hungry and his 12 disciples who were very hungry, he said, okay, now we're going to take this fish and we're going to bless it. And so he prays over the fish and he thanks God for the fish. Now, understand, if you're the disciples, you're sitting there looking at thousands of people and Jesus with a couple of fish, and you don't see the vision. You don't see the vision of this fish and these bread feeding all these people. In fact, you're probably thinking that God's just going to, or Jesus is just going to feed himself and a few little pieces to you, the disciples. But Christ's vision and the object of that vision, these fish and this bread, he holds up and gives thanks as he sees the people, envisioning that this is going to feed the people. He's giving thanks for that which he has, which is not enough. Figure it out. He says, thank you for the loaves and the fishes, and it's not even enough, but because of the vision, because of the faith that he has, he understands that I don't have to have enough, I just have to have faith. I have to have a vision. I don't have to have 10,000 fish and 400 loaves of bread. I just need to have what God has provided through the hands of a child, and I need to have enough of a vision to see the crowd and to see God feeding them through this. And so he takes that you know, object, I guess, fish and loaves. He takes that thing, that tangible presence of something that he has, and he envisions with faith what it could be. My point is this. What do you have? Though it might not be enough, it might be very little. It might be just 20 cents in your pocket. It might be, I have a merit certificate, but not a marriage by any stretch of the means. I have a job, but I don't have a good paycheck or a good position in the job. Whatever you have, begin to take that as your tangible act of thanking God for it with the vision of what you see happening in the invisible world. By faith, you say, God, thank you for this merit certificate and for the incredible marriage and testimony you have given me, and begin to walk out in that. God, thank you for this job where I only make $11 an hour, but thank you again for the provision in the future of making $45 an hour and being able to pay my bills and go farther than I ever thought. Whatever you have, thank God, see the vision, and move forward. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.